Sorry, I got those out of order. 450, request of Carl Wickman to address council regarding National Historic Preservation Month and the Cedar Crossings Covered Bridge.
Good morning. Carl Wickman, Mr. Mayor and City Councilors. Congratulations, Commissioners Salzman and Fish, on your re-elections. Dear Santa, every year, every month, and every day we don't act, our roads get worse. You may have heard those words from someone on the council before. Well, Commissioner Arnovic, I'm happy to report Santa heard your request, and last Sunday, a group of Santa's helpers celebrated our 16th year of caring for Portland's first and only remaining covered bridge, Cedar Crossing over Johnson Creek. Our work covered three areas. First is the condition of the roads and sidewalks. And if you turn to page 3 and 4, you will see the before and after pictures. We cleared up over 400 feet of path and gutters so bikes could ride off the road safely and pedestrians could walk over the bridge. We also trimmed a cedar tree, as you can see on page 4, that was about 4 feet into the right-of-way. On page 5, we discovered, after removing the blackberries, rotten rail boards of almost 100 feet in length. And what we hope to do this year is work with the city on a way to replace that. We have volunteers who have donated materials and labor. We just need to know what the process is. This is just a trim board. It's not really a structural board. It's a 1x6. Another area is on the interior of the bridge, and that's on page 6, and there's dry rot and mold occurring in the southwest corner. And additionally, we replaced two of the trim boards which had been vandalized, and those are on the bottom of page 6. On page 7, also on the interior, is two potholes. What's unique about this bridge is that the under road is actually made of wood. We have called the pothole hotline many times, and there's been no response. The third area is the area underneath the bridge, and on page 8, we discovered that there is a separation of the support masonry that holds the bridge up, and also a lot of graffiti, and looks like vandals, the people have been living underneath the bridge. So we have two goals. The first is to help you replace the rail, as I said. The second is the creation and placement of a directional sign on Foster to inform people how to get to the bridge. The Multnomah County Sign Shop has agreed to help us create the bridge. We just need to know how we would work with the city to get that finished. Just a reminder that when the current sign ever gets vandalized or destroyed, Multnomah County and their sign shop has a replacement right now ready to go. And finally, the collector's plate is being reissued this year. So thank you for your time and your consideration. Looking forward to seeing how we can help you move on with these two goals.
Thank you. And actually, if you could drop by my office and talk to Erica Niebel at the front desk, who's the sort of the community affairs person.
Okay.
She can talk you through and find out who at PBOT you would to work with.
That was Erica?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks for your good stewardship of this asset. We appreciate your volunteer effort. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.